Thanks. I'm Jarman an addict. I don't know, so I've only got 15 minutes, so I might as well just go through the steps the best I can. I came into rooms clueless. The only thing I knew was roughly where I was coming from. Scared, frightened, insecure, no self-esteem and no self-worth. I'm just going to quickly get into the steps, really, because I've only got 15 minutes. Step one, I was, I was discovering. I knew I was an addict because people that use needles are junkies, and junkies are drug addicts. So therefore, I'm an addict. But I didn't know what addiction was, and I'm still coming to understand what addiction is in my life. Step one, I'm discovering here that I'm obsessive, compulsive, and self-centered. I'm going to share one day of experience with you that I can narrow it down to being obsessive, compulsive, and self-centered. One day, I was out grafting with on a good hard graft with a girlfriend of mine, and we went back to the house. We went to school. Went back to the house, and we got a load of heroin in to make sure that we didn't run out. And she was going on about that she wanted to kill herself and everything. She can't bother living anymore, and I just was more interested in me getting my hit. I told her. Basically, I woke up in the morning and she was dead, and the only thing I could ever think about was me and my drugs at that time. I didn't have no consideration for any other human being that was around me, even the closest ones to me. It's a good example of step one. Step two, here I go, I'm going insane. I'm repeating the same thing and expecting a different result, every time I used drugs, I expected something glorious and glamorous and wonderful to come out of it. I'm experiencing in recovery that every time I try and rely on something else that's going to restore me to sanity, it just does not work. I'm going a little insane here, so I need to get some help. I need to rely on the people in the meetings. I need to rely on the meetings. I need to get my, search for something greater than me. I could not get my head around the fact that something invisible, something I could not see, touch and feel, would restore me to sanity. I couldn't get my head around it, because as far as I was concerned, if you were going to call it God, God killed my friends, killed my lovers, nearly killed me, let me get in abusive situations and stuff like that. I've now come to believe, and have come to believe for quite some time now, that it wasn't God that done this to me, it was me. So here it is, I'm the problem, and in step three, I'm seeing my problem as a self-will, my will on its own. It's too egotistical to sort my life out and sort me out and have a happy, joyous and free life. So I have to then get my head around this God business and I had to get my head around the God thing really quickly. God's only there to carry me. Through some bad times. He doesn't throw bad times in front of me. He carries me through them bad times. I have to start praying. Step three, I kind of, started to pray, but didn't really know what I was praying to. I have to get out of myself. By doing service. I'm doing service, and things are going well, because when I first started doing service, it was for my own needs. It was for me staying clean. It will get me to a meeting. which was good. It got me to a meeting, it kept me clean, and it got me to listen to what I needed to hear. Step four, I'm recognising that I'm not a victim, I'm actually a volunteer. There are some things in my life that I was a victim to. One example of that was sexual abuse. I've come to believe today that my abuser is very ill. He's a very ill man, so I have to forgive him for his illness. Now that's something that I found very hard to do, and today I do. He's not abusing me today, mentally or physically. So I have to recognise my patterns here, that I put myself, you know, I put aside from that. I'll put myself in situations that get me in trouble. I end up in pain, physically or emotionally or mentally. I lose relationships, my relationships with other people, my sexual relationships with people go a bit skew with, to say the least. So I have to take a deeper look at my my assets and my defects, and I'm realising that, you know, I've actually got assets here, you know. And these are good things. These are good things. These are things that keep me in good stead. These are things that keep me on the path. Going to a meeting, God awareness, you know, reaching out, sharing. Little things like that, patience, tolerance, you know, they're coming. And I'm gaining all these things called assets. And I'm also becoming more aware of these things called defects. Step five, I have to admit to myself, to God, and to another human being, the exact nature of my wrongs, not yours, but mine. I'm still a victim here. I'm still a victim here. And it's plain in front of me in my step four that, hang on a minute, 99.5% of the stuff I've done here, I'm actually a volunteer, but excuse me, I would just want to play a victim here for a little while. And admitting my wrongs was such a hard thing to do, because that meant I was coming out of myself. Coming out of my self and becoming more of the person that I always believed that I could be. But I never knew I had to go through the process of forgiveness. And in step six, I'm kind of looking at my defects and assets on a daily basis. I'm seeing how they affect my life on a daily basis, how they affect my relationships with myself and others. And still, I'll get myself in trouble. I'll get myself in emotional, mental and physical pain. You know, and that takes me back to step two. I'm going insane here. I'm going insane. I'm going around in circles. You know, I'm still doing the same old thing. I'm still the same old Joe. So I need to get out of being the same old Joe. So I need to really open up my mind just that little bit more to a power greater than me, to a God of my understanding. And I'm fed up. I got fed up, and I'm still get fed up with going round in circles and repeating the same old thing. So I need to seek another way of being through a power greater than me, through a God of my understanding. So So I have to get really humble. I have to pray. I have to pray for courage and bravery. I have to pray for these defects to be removed. And they don't just get removed like that. I have to get off my backside and put in the action. So I have to really work hard. I have to really, really, really work hard on, you know, being differently. I'm discovering here that I've got assets. I can use these assets to be different. I can use all this stuff to be different. I can listen to God's will. You know, I'm still so far in step six and step seven. I have no idea what God's will is. It's there in front of me, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing what God's will is. I can't see it. I'm still finding it very hard to see what God's will is. Now my sponsor turned round to me and he said to me when I was on step seven, he said to me, "Do you know what God's will is?" And I sat there for 2 minutes and I went, "No." And he said, "Good." He said, "Because if you said yes, I would have called you an arrogant so-and-so." He said, "You have no idea what God's will is, because I haven't yet got to step 11. Step eight, I'm writing a list of the people that I've harmed, not the people that have harmed me, but a list of the people that I've harmed and how and the nature of which I've harmed them. That was a hard thing to do too. You know, it was very, very hard to actually, you know, to admit in detail how I'd harmed people in all levels, in all levels. Step nine, I have to really, I'm praying for courage and bravery all through this, you know, all through this. Because it's a very hard thing for me to do. I can't just turn around and go, "Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, I'll be different, see ya." You know, I can't do that. It's a very emotional and it's a very, very big thing to do. It's a very big thing to do. Step 10, I'm taking a daily inventory of myself because I'm still not cured. I'm still not cured. That's a bummer. But yeah, step 11, I really need to listen to the answers. I need to listen to the answers. I need to know what's going on in my life. I need to know how I can branch out a little bit more and reach out to the God of my understanding a little bit more. I need to understand a little bit more and a little bit deeper how I can be different with other people. You know, and quietening the mind is quite a hard thing for me to do. The way I meditate is I either lie in bed reading the big book with my incense burning and listening to nice music, or I go to a meeting and listen. Because it's only there where I can get the answers. That, you know, the answers are all there. God's will works through us. God's will works through us. We're being different towards people. We're being different towards ourselves. This is my understanding so far of God's will: being loving and caring and kind, considerate and compassionate and understanding. You know, to have the spiritual principles, honesty, open-mindedness, willingness, faith and humility are so important for me to have. So important for me to have in my life. Step 10, step 12, I've gained an ability to share the best I can a message of recovery and to practice the best I can these principles that I've, you know, been offered. So, you know, and it's such a beautiful thing to be able to, you know, it is a beautiful thing, it is an honour and it is a privilege. Every time I sit with a newcomer, every time I sit with my sponsee, every time I sit with a friend, and every time I do a share or a bit of service, it is an honour and a privilege, and it's a beautiful thing, and it makes me feel good that I'm doing it. I'm getting out of myself and being there for others, and that's a wonderful thing for me to do, and it's a totally different from where the kind of person I was and where I'm coming from. And My time's run out, so I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Thanks.